Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S.-Russian relations have improved significantly in the last 2.5 years. The challenge today, said U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns, is to find new ways to propel and organize our relationship, to widen the arc of our cooperation. Nowhere is that task more important than in deepening our economic ties. Two-way trade flows with Russia grew last year, but still they reached just $31 billion, less than 1% of the United States' total trade. Russia is the world's 7th largest economy, but it is America's 37th largest export market. Today, Russia is the only member of the G20 that has not joined the World Trade Organization, or WTO. Russian membership in the WTO would give it a greater stake in the success of the global economy and in the rules of open, free, transparent, and fair competition. It would also create new markets for American exporters in one of the world's fastest-growing markets. Russia has missed a number of opportunities to achieve accession to the WTO over the last 18 years, but now is the time, said Deputy Secretary Burns, with strong American support to finally join. World Bank economists have estimated that gains to Russia from eliminating barriers to the establishment of foreign service firms could reach 3.7% of gross domestic product. To attract more foreign investment needed to diversify its economy, Russia must also provide both foreign and domestic firms with a level playing field, including better legal protections and transparent, predictable rules. Russia's ratification of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development's Anti-Bribery Convention will be a step in the right direction, said Deputy Secretary Burns, and the United States welcomes proposed reforms that would protect Russian whistleblowers who expose corruption. These steps would send strong signals to investors about Russia's commitment to rule of law. It remains deeply in the interest of the United States, said Deputy Secretary Burns, to see a strong Russia continue to reemerge, a peaceful, prosperous, and modernizing Russia, fully integrated into the global economy, a Russia which respects the rights of its citizens and realizes its extraordinary potential.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.